Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich. I'm here with my co-host, Diana Dahlgren. Diana, what is up?
Girlfriend, what's up? I'm having a great day. How about you?
I'm good. How was your 4th of July weekend? Did you get to indulge at all or no?
No, you know what? I stayed on my strict program. All my friends were hitting me up on Friday and Saturday and Sunday to hang out. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I have to stay on my program and I got to rest. I'm really tired right now. And then I took Monday off, though, the actual 4th, and I went and laid out at the beach and I did just a little bit of a light shoulder workout. That was it. And came back recharged today. So I'm very happy.
How does it feel mentally when you take time off? Is it good for you mentally, or are you thinking, oh man, I really should be like training hard today? What do you think?
You know, as long as I feel like I really, really need it, then I'm okay with it. Like, I pulled my leg training a few weeks ago at Junior Nationals. I saw my trainer and he was like, you need to not do leg training right now. Like, we just need to focus on cardio. Mm-hmm. So, cut off my leg training. Well, then I saw him this week and he's like, okay, we're going to stick leg training back in. So on Saturday, I had done so much leg training, I was like sick. And then I woke up and I'm like, I need a day off. Like, it was really important for my body to rest just because I don't want to get overtrained at all. So, you know, it's kind of like a hit or miss. Like, sometimes I'll get mentally a little screwed and be like, I got to train. Then sometimes I'm more like, no, it's okay. Today you got to just rest and take a break.
You know, that's what Michael and I do. I think I mentioned this before in the show that there was like one random week that we just had like a killer weekend. I think we were traveling or something and training, and I think I was dieting or something. And then we were at the gym, you know, worked Monday, did the whole routine again on Tuesday. And by Wednesday evening, you know, like he had clients, I had a client in the morning, and it came to about 5 o'clock and I was like, I'm not going to the gym. Like, I have to take the day off or I can't function. He's like, you know, I feel the same way. So instead we like went to dinner and a movie like on a Wednesday. So now like Wednesday nights are like our date night. We'll go to a movie. And by the way, it's like half off the movies. It's like the cheap, you know.
Oh yeah, because it's not the weekend.
Because no one, you know, in their right mind goes to the movie on a Wednesday night. So we always go to the movies on Wednesday nights. That way it kind of breaks up the week because, you know, we still train and don't really do a lot on the weekends because we're both getting ready for shows now. But I tend to find that if I take a day or two off, it really like screws with my head. Like I like training. That's like so fun, you know? So if I take time off, I have to like convince myself I need it because in my head I'm thinking, oh no, I need to be in there. And I have to say, Christina, it's okay. It's like the little angel and the devil on your shoulders.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, like you think you have to be there and it's like, no, actually, you know, Michael has to remind me, rest is at this point, you know, in the day or the week or whatever, is much more important than what I would try to give at the gym at that point if I am, you know, real tired or something. You're almost better just taking a day off.
Yeah. The only thing that I had a little bit with trouble with yesterday is rest days in the past, you know, last year when I was prepping, my if I took one day off, I'd be like, woohoo, free day. That means I'm going to cheat on my diet too.
So, yeah. They don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. They don't go hand in hand. A rest day is when you're prepping for a contest is supposed to be useful. It's supposed to let your body recuperate. You still keep your diet tight, and I think even keep it more so tighter on a rest day just because the fact that your body's still burning, but you know, we just need to recuperate. And so yesterday that was really my challenge, was just being like, okay, Diana, you're going to stick on your diet. You're going to keep it clean today. You're not going to go off track. Like, I just constantly remind myself of, you know, who I'm competing against and what I need to accomplish at this show. And it really helps me.
Yeah, we went to a friend's lake house this weekend. It was a friend's family's lake house. It was like his uncle. It's about like 2 hours west of Chicago. So, you know, it's close enough, but not too close, or far away enough, but not too far away. So it was nice. You know, they had a boat and they had wave runners and we did all of that. We stayed the night. It was fun because there were a lot of people there, but they definitely took into account the type of food that Michael and I eat. And the friend that we went with, he, you know, runs personal training at a gym. So he's in great shape and he's always watching his diet. So we went there and they had like turkey burgers and they had sweet potatoes and they had the egg whites specifically because they knew we were coming. And I was like,
so awesome.
And just, you know, we were a little worried before we went. We were like, do we need to bring our like brown rice and our protein powder? And like, do we need to bring egg whites? Because you were like, I have no idea. We'd never met these. Michael had met them before when he was like a kid, but I didn't know who the hell these people were. I was like,
yeah,
I don't know if they're gonna have like pizza and burgers and
all this.
You never know. But I was so thankful, so I told them when we left, I was like, thank you so much, you made this so easy for us. Like you know, we had a few drinks on Sunday night before we left, but you know, it was like low-key and chill, and that was like the only thing I cheated with was having a couple of drinks, because we were really able to eat clean the whole weekend. And I had planned it was going to be like a completely lost weekend, you know, altogether. You know, I had a lot of friends who, you know, I had a lot of clients too, that I was like, you're allowed one cheat meal this weekend. You know, that's not a cheat day. It's one meal. So if you're out at a barbecue with your family on Monday, you can either have it Monday or you can have it Sunday. You can have it Saturday, but it's one meal. It's not all day.
Yeah.
makes a big difference.
Yeah, it totally makes a big difference. That's another thing too, is that's, it's kind of just like, it's crazy when you take time off away from the stage. And, you know, I mean, I always tried during this year, you know, when I was doing the Miss Supercross every single weekend I was gone, I was trying to prep for the New York Pro towards the end, but you know, I never fully fulfilled prepping on the road. That's why I pulled out of this show. And it's really hard being away from home, and it's very uncomfortable even now, because you know that I still am working every weekend and I'm traveling a lot, and I don't know what it is about this show that's gotten my ass into full on gear, but I'm like fifth gear, pedal to the metal. I'm not screwing around. I was about to say the F word. I'm not effing around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so motivated this show. And I think that's what really makes a difference, is you just really got to be mentally there. And I think that's the main basis of a show, is complete mentality. What are your goals for this show? What do you want to accomplish? And you go after that shit and you don't fucking stop. Excuse my language. You don't stop.
You're going to say the F word anyways. It just rolls.
Say the F word anyways. I will try and not say it again. I'm fired up. That's why.
I can tell. Someone's feisty today.
I'm so ready for this show. I'm like dying. 5 more weeks. I'm like so excited, but
firecracker over here. Happy 4th of July.
I know. But I do have to say that I'm very proud of you and your man, because I think it's awesome that you guys have each other to support each other. Because I like dating athletes, just because the fact that they have that drive, they know what it is like to work for something they want.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a bodybuilder. I'm just saying like any type, whether it be an endurance athlete or I don't know, sports or whatever. But an athlete of our kind, it's just like the extra mile, because they understand, okay, we're going to be moody probably around 3-4 o'clock when we just got done with weight training and cardio, and we're a little bit depleted. You know, they can understand that we can't go out to eat and be like, oh, let me have a chicken salad, because there's probably going to be oil on the chicken, or there's going to be cheese or whatever you can't have, you know? And
yeah.
It's nice having that other person be like, oh, we need egg whites and protein powder and sweet potatoes, and that's what we need. And that was cute. That's definitely cute.
Yeah, it's good. Now, you were telling me off the air that you read a blog that Amanda Latona had. And it's like, you know, when we're talking about like you getting ready for a show, me getting ready for my shows and whatever. But for everyone who's getting ready for a contest, whether it's, you know, a pro show, amateur show, national level show, whatever, you know, the things that a woman needs to have when she gets ready to start her prep, right?
Yeah, this is a great article that I read by Amanda Latona, and it's her favorite top 10 contest prep essentials, which probably once you start prepping, you'll see that it's probably going to be your top 10 as well. Her number one is her cooler, which is her six-pack fitness bag. I love my six-pack fitness bag. Do you have one yet?
I don't have one yet.
I saw it
like right before they launched it at the Arnold last year. I saw it for the first time and was like in love with it. And of course, I just haven't like gotten my ass in gear and actually gotten one. But that's the next step. I've got a real nice one, but I don't have the six pack.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I have a nice one too, but I have the six pack too. And I use both, but. Like I said, you got to have your cooler because you're obviously not going to be at home all day and not be able to go to your fridge every 3 hours. So you always got to pack your food to go. And, on those road trips, freeze it up, take it with you in your cooler bag. And, that's a done deal. Now her number two top is new program. This is her program from her trainer, Kim Odo. And you always got to have a program while prepping for a contest.
Yeah.
Let's see, a journal. This is something I don't do.
I don't do this either. And I know when we had Bethany Wagner, Sister Nino, on, she talked about, I think she does this, if I'm correct, but I know for sure her husband, who's a pro bodybuilder, Guy Sister Nino, he does this. And he is like freaking anal about writing each and every little thing down in a journal. But I don't do this. And I don't think I will ever do this. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I think when you think about it, you know, for instance, like 2 days ago, my weight was 139. And that was after my higher carb day. And
sure.
Then I took the day off yesterday. And then this morning I woke up and my weight was like 0.5 pounds heavier, which of course it's probably like water or whatever it is. But I remember from the night before I had a tuna sashimi salad with some soy sauce. So maybe it was like the extra sodium content or whatever. So maybe that's what it is about him. Like that's why he's so anal. He really wants to keep track of his progress. If anything goes a little south, then he can look back at his planner and see what he did differently maybe that day to not do it again.
I always take the typical like MySpace Facebook photos in like my bathroom or in a mirror. I think I just have those randomly on my iPhone and I think I can like look back and then what I'll do is I'll save them like all in a row. And I'm like, okay, I'm making progress or oh man, I really need to kick my ass in gear because I look good then and I don't look as good now. So
yeah. Yeah, I do that too. I do the pictures because I'm on the road so much. You just got to do the pictures.
It's easier for me, yeah.
It is, totally. All right, so I'll move on to the next one. NO2 or NO Explode. It's a pre-workout drink. Pre-workout drinks are great. I'm not taking a pre-workout drink right now. I am taking an amino drink, though, and it's really good. Have you ever heard of it, Chained Out?
Chained Out, I have heard of it, yes.
It's actually pretty good. It keeps my energy levels afloat. It doesn't like crack me out or anything, but it's good for getting up in the morning and going to do cardio. That's for sure. Do you use a pre-workout?
Yeah, I use Optimum's Amino Energy. I like it because like, and here's what I've done too. There's three different flavors, right? There's orange, there's fruit, and then there's like grape. And grape. I mix the fruit and the orange together.
Really?
Yeah, I take like one scoop of one and one scoop of the other because one serving is two scoops. So I like it because it doesn't have as, like you can have as much caffeine or as little caffeine as you want in it, you know, depending on how many scoops you take. And it's all natural caffeine sources. So it's green tea extract and green coffee. That way it's a little more natural and not as synthetic. And it tastes good. I'll freaking drink that like all day long, not just pre-workout.
Yeah, I was drinking that. And then my trainer took me off it cause I was getting too much caffeine.
Nice. Were you doing like 12 scoops or something?
Well, I was doing like 3 scoops in the morning to wake up and then like 4 scoops in the afternoon and maybe, or like 4 scoops around lunch and then like 2 scoops in the afternoon because I was just like dead, but
right.
I changed my fat burner, so I'm not dead anymore, so I'm good to go.
Okay, good. I'm going to wean you off the amino energy.
Oh, yeah. No, they switched it. That's why I had to switch it to Chained Out because Chained Out has no caffeine in it. You know? So
That's good. I like it.
I know. But I'm hoping to go back to Amino Energy by Optimum Nutrition soon. It tastes so good. Well,
come back to the dark side.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. I add new music to my playlist all the time. But do you download a new playlist before you start a prep?
I don't, but I'll get on like random ass kicks like recently I just downloaded like, I don't know, 15 or 20 songs, like all at one time. I don't know why I do that, or I'll download like two or three new albums at the same time, but I never do it when I get ready to start a prep.
Yeah, me neither. I don't download new playlists just because I have so much music already on my phone. I think I'm afraid I'm going to hit the capacity.
It's going to like blow up because you're like too many songs.
Yeah, I just go to Pandora. If you live in the United States and you have an iPhone or smartphone, get the Pandora application because that thing just plays music the whole time, doesn't stop. It's great.
See, that's the crap that gets me in trouble because I'll be listening to it and then I'll bookmark all the songs that I like. And I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't heard that song in a while, so I'll bookmark it. And then I'll go back and I'll buy like each and every single song I bookmarked. Like $40 later, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize it was $40 in iTunes.
I know. You got to get that. Do you have if you had a MacBook, you could get this program called Xtorrent and you could get music for free, download music for free.
Oh, I gotta do something.
I know.
Next thing I know, and the worst part is that, and I don't know if anyone else has had this problem, but I have an iPod that has some songs on it, and then I have my iPhone that has like all of my songs on it, but I haven't like transitioned all of the new music to my iPod. So I'll just like plug my phone in to my headphones and I'll just like listen to my phone while I'm lifting. Well, when I have my iPod on, I don't know when I downloaded this song, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember downloading it. I don't remember hitting purchase on my phone, online, anywhere. And next thing I know, I'm like in the middle of lunges, which you got to be in the right mindset, right? To have lunges, to do lunges. I'm doing these heavy lunges. Out of nowhere comes Gold Digger. And all I hear is like, she ain't nothing but a gold digger on my iPod. And I was like, where the hell did this come from? Every once in a while, I'll download like a random song that kind of in the middle of it. And I'm like, really? Gold Digger in the middle of my workout?
You wasted your $1.29 on that.
Like, you got to be kidding me. And the worst part is it's still in the damn playlist.
You got to edit it.
If I got to get rid of it.
You just got to take it off.
I got to get rid of it. Because at first it was funny. And I was training with, you know, Gail Auerbach, and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And by the fourth time, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I've got to get this damn song off my iPod.
Speaking of Gail Auerbach, did you tell her about our little elliptical treadmill story?
Yeah, she liked that. She remembered, too. She was like, I knew who she was.
My God, did you tell her I was pissed?
Yeah. She was like, I would be mad, too. She's like, but I guess I wasn't thinking about it at the time either about it.
I wasn't aware because she was in zone, too. She needed mm-hmm. to do cardio.
Exactly. But no, no hard feelings on either parts. I've smoothed it over between you two. No. So when you see Gail next time, don't worry.
I'm going to see Gail in the next national show, and I'm going to see her going into the weight room and be like, bitch, back up. We take my mother effing elliptical.
Don't mess with her on show day. I'm going to warn you. That's the last thing you need.
I won't. Yeah, no, don't worry, I won't.
Okay, good. After the show, say whatever the hell you want, but before that, I got to say back off. Well, anyway, off of the new playlist.
Okay, Back to our list. Okay.
Back on track.
Magazines. That's the next one. Magazines. I used to read a magazine, listen to music, and watch TV all at the same time. Don't ask me how I did it, but now I don't need a magazine anymore. I read magazines on airplanes when I'm traveling.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time we bought a magazine. I think Mike bought the latest two magazines he was in. This last month, because I think he's in, he's got two spreads. And like, other than buying it when we are actually in the magazine, I know it sounds bad, but we never buy magazines.
Yeah, I feel you. I really like to watch, since I, you know, travel on the airplane so much, though, I really like buying magazines because it makes the time pass by if I'm traveling during the day. But no, I don't prep. I don't go to the gym with magazines, though. That's for sure.
No, I don't.
So skipping that one, we're going to lifting gear. Lifting gear, gloves, ankle straps for leg days, and what's also in my bag is my ab straps.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, ab straps are great. I feel like that's like the best ab workout ever.
Yeah, I feel like I need to purchase new lifting gear when I start a prep. I think I need to do this number 7 one because I just actually yesterday just bought new gloves because I was doing arms like last week. I was like, what the heck is that smell? Like something smells musty in the gym. Does anyone else smell that? They're like, no, no one else smelled it. And then I like smelled my gloves. I was like, oh my God, I need new gloves. It's time. They started to rip and everything. And, but I think every year or before every prep, probably twice a year, I need to buy new gloves, but I know.
Yeah. You don't think of those things. You got to buy new stuff. Like I don't think sometimes to buy new headphones. And I have these ones that go over my ears now. And at Junior Nationals, I met up with Isaac Kynes at Hardbody. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what's that smell? And I'm like, I don't know. And I knew exactly what he was talking about because I could smell it too. It's my stupid earphones. And he's like, dude, your headphones are the most rankest things I've ever smelled before in my life. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I've tried washing them and everything.
I've never had smelly headphones. How does that happen? Is it because they go over your ear?
Yeah, it's because they're the padded ones that go over the ears. Oh. It's the pads that soak up all the sweat. And so that's what the smell. And so finally, I just ripped the pads off, and there's no pads on them now. And they don't smell anymore, and they work great.
I was going to say, that was probably the way to go. I think if you have anything that's kind of fabric around your head or your face, especially with the, you know, when you're doing cardio, that's get kind of nasty and musty smelling, I'd assume.
Yeah, yeah, it was not good. It was embarrassing. It almost smelled like vinegar. Like no, it smelled worse than vinegar. No, straight up. I'm not going to lie to you. It smelled as bad as vinegar.
Like sour?
Sour vinegar.
That's disgusting. It's not going to lie.
And I would have to breathe that while I was running. And I was like get almost sick sometimes. But it's just like, you know, you got to get your cardio done. And I can't do it without my music. So I said, whatever, who cares? Just deal with the vinegar.
Well, it's probably something you don't think about. Like you don't think about it until you're at the gym and you got the headphones and you're like, oh God, I really need to get a new pair of headphones. And then you stick them right back in your gym bag and then you don't think about it again until the next day when you put them on.
That's exactly what I tried. Well, I tried to air them out a lot. Like I would leave them purposely on my bed dash because the sun would beat down on the dash right and air them out. But no, it just didn't work. It's just, they're just disgusting.
That seems more complicated than going to buy new headphones.
I know. I tried the whole new headphone thing. You know when you find a pair you like, you just want to stick with them because they're just so awesome?
Oh, yeah. I had a pair of Skullcandy ones, and I loved, but like the left ear or something kept going out and kept going out, but I loved them, and I was like, ugh. All right, fine. I finally replaced them, so I was so pissed. They were like hot pink and black. I was like, yeah. And
oh, yeah. Those were definitely cute.
Yeah. I was like, now I'm just wearing them as an accessory. They're not really useful anymore, but I still wore them because I thought they were cute.
Yeah, Skullcandy definitely makes good ones.
Yeah,
all right. So now we're moving on to the next one, and it's going to be a stopwatch. I don't, honest to God, I don't take a stopwatch in with me either. I just count in my head or, you know, she takes a stopwatch with her because she times her rests in between sets. And I don't really, I just count in my head or I wait till my body is fully done recuperating. So.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Depending on the workout, you know, if I'm doing obviously like supersets or something, you know, there's no rest in between. If I'm doing legs, there's more rest in between. If I'm doing arms, there may be, you know, a minute in between. It depends, you know, on how my body feels. And like you said, like, it's not necessarily just the time. It's I want to know my body is ready to hit the next one. Because if I'm not ready, if I haven't rested enough, the next set, it's going to be pointless because I'm not going to be able to really push through. I need to know I'm rested for the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you.
Okay, so no stopwatch for us.
Mark that one off the list.
Check. New gym wear. Gym wear. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't buy new gym clothes when I feel like a fat ass. Okay?
No, me either.
I ain't going to go blow $60 on a pair of crops when my ass ain't going to look good in them.
I fully agree with you.
I start blowing money on the workout gear like closer to my show. Like this week, I could definitely use a shopping trip to Lululemon and go blow some stupid money there because I love their workout clothes, but it's just too damn expensive. But,
Well, she says in there she likes to get a sports bra in her suit color. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I didn't even see that part of the sentence. You know what? That's actually kind of a good idea.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Especially if it's a color you've never worn on stage before. I feel like that would have probably helped me get ready to wear my metallic baby blue that I was so freaking nervous about wearing. that if I would have had them, not that I'm going to wear a metallic.
Yeah, Nike has every single color. I have the color of your suit in a sports bra, so you should have gone and done that.
See, maybe that's a good idea. If you're wearing a color you've never worn before, to get used to it or to get ready for it, maybe you get a sports bra in that color.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm going to have to go get a teal. It's like I'm going to be wearing a teal, like a blue turquoise/teal suit at Dallas. So I'm going to have to go try and find one now.
See, now you have a reason to go shopping.
Exactly. I'm set out. I have a goal now.
Now, do you buy new shoes when you start a prep, when you start cardio and everything?
You know, I always work out no matter if I'm a fatty or not a fatty. So I'm always buying new shoes every 2 months, 2.5, 3 months. Yeah, because my foot, I'm so heavy with my feet. I'm like a thumper that like when I wear those shoes out fast. So I have to make sure I keep up with my shoes. And I always get Asics because those just have the most support. I have plantar fasciitis.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that on the show before. That's
It sucks. But that's the only thing that makes my feet feel somewhat good during the day.
Got it. Yeah, I need to buy more pairs of shoes. Personally, I used to buy them more, but all the ones I want were, you know, like $150. And I was like, that's not my magic number. My magic number is like $39.99. And
you're a bargain shopper.
Yeah, well, I feel like if it's $39.99, I'm buying it whether I am totally in love with the shoes or not. Right. So I have like a million other pairs of shoes that were on sale. But when it comes to the gym shoes, I'm like, oh, like I got to commit. I got to get the nice ones. And then I'm like, well, they're like $150 or $200. So I'm like, well, dang it. So I found the solution is if you wear a size like 7.5, you wear a size 6 in kids, 5.5 or 6 in kids and little boys and little girls. So I tend to get I went to a Nike outlet and I got little boys' shoes and they were like $40 and the adult versions were like, you know, 60 or 70 or something.
Are you kidding me?
Not even kidding. The shoes I'm wearing right now are these blue and silver and white Nikes and they're awesome. And I got them for like $40 because they were little boys' shoes. So everyone listening, if you're a woman and you wear, I think the highest you can go is like 7.5. You might be able to get away if you wear an 8. But you can get like the biggest little girl shoes or the biggest little boy shoes and you get like super, super cool deals. Even if they're full price, you're still paying like, you know, 25-30% less.
Wow. That seriously has not crossed my mind ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good one. I'm going to have to go because there's an outlet center right by my house now. So I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to go to the Nike outlet and check it out.
Yeah,
and
what's good is that even if, you know, us as women, even if we buy boys' shoes, they half the time they look the same as the women's do because they're like blue or black. And I don't wear like, you know, purple shoes. I wear them pretty neutral masculine anyway. So, yeah, for everyone listening, if you are, you know, size 7.5 or smaller, possibly an 8 or smaller, check out the youth sections.
That wouldn't work for me. My big foot's a 9.
Maybe there are big kids out there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they have some.
Maybe there's some big kids
in the youth section.
You never know. Worth a shot. You can try.
All right. Well, going on to our last topic, our last object of prep here. She writes down DVDs. DVDs. Let's see. I'm not going to lie to you. She mentioned the one here from last year's Olympia, washes herself on stage, changes what doesn't work, keeps what does work, and it motivates her. I just recently got out my Olympia DVD. I found it for unpacking my stuff, and it's sitting on my nightstand right now, ready for me to watch on my laptop because I need to study. You know, you always want to study the posing techniques, like especially being in bikini, since we have a lot more movement and personality to our posing than any other division. It is important for me to turn that DVD on and, you know, watch the top 5 girls, you know, their posing presence, their stage presence, everything, what they did at the Olympia. That's very, very important for me to do. So that is understandable. But if you're like in it, you know what? Yeah. If you're an amateur competitor as well, I would definitely be YouTubing, pro shows and watching what the top girls did on stage for during prejudging.
Yeah, I think even if you don't do that, it's keeping all of those photos, you know, from the show. If, you know, look at the galleries on RX for the last year that you competed and kind of look at the comparison photos, I think are always good, too. So you can see what the other girls were doing, even if you don't get or if you didn't order a DVD from your show. I think looking at that, you can really tweak your posing in any division that you're in, you know, just by looking at the comparison photos and seeing what, you know, the top girls did compared to what you did if you weren't a top girl, and kind of going from there. So I'll say I'm 50-50 on that one, but I understand why she would do it.
Exactly. I'm 50-50 as well. I'm not all the way on that one as well. But that was all 10 things for her list. Now, do you want to add anything to your personal list of contest prep essentials?
I always buy new Tupperware.
Okay.
Because, and I buy like nice Tupperware, like the glass ones that you stick in the dishwasher that won't like, you know, crap out on you. We'll buy like the really nice ones. We'll just get a whole new batch. That way when the prep starts, it's not like I got the grody ones that are chilling in the back of the cabinet, you know, that you used a little too much.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big one. I don't really buy anything else. I mean, obviously the food changes, and I think I start paying attention to like coupons too, because we'll notice that you're buying the same thing all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, in the little minute rice cups, the brown rice cups that I like to use, on the inside of those packages, I don't know if anyone knows this, there's always like a 50-cent off coupon or a dollar off coupon or something.
Yeah.
And I don't really think about it until I'm freaking eating, you know, 4 things of brown rice a day. And, you know, you go through those pretty quick. So then I start clipping coupons because I'm like, I'm eating the same thing every day. So I start to pay attention to those little things.
I do. I always get when you walk in the market right where the baskets are, there's always like the paper. Grocery paper. I'll look in there and see what vegetables are on sale, if there's any chicken breast on sale, because chicken, everything can add up, and it's so costly because you're always going to the grocery store, you're always eating fresh most of the time, so you're always needing to buy fresh things. And so I always do keep a lookout for that. And also another thing that I would add to my contest prep list is mustard packets.
Ooh, there you go.
Salsa packets. And ice pads, you know, to keep your food cool in a normal cooler. Say, for instance, if you don't have a 6-pack bag or something like that. And gym towels.
Ooh, gym towel, that's a good one.
Yeah, gym towel. I don't know, probably a bunch of things I would add, but I just can't think of right now. But this overall is pretty much like if you're like looking around, looking into competing, this is a good idea of what to pretty much get you started.
Yeah.
For getting ready for a contest.
I like it. I think this is a lot of things, too, that the normal person, even if they're not getting ready for a show or anything, if you're just, you know, a normal woman who, you know, wants to go to the gym or wants to get in shape or is planning a diet, or even if, you know, you just enjoy working out. I mean, these are things that anyone, I think, should kind of keep if they're watching their food and watching their diet and watching their training. You know, these are like essentials when you're ready to kind of get yourself in gear. I have a couple clients who I've just done diets for, and I've trained here and there, but I've got one girl that I'm starting, and we're going to do a diet, and I'm going to, you know, train her a few times a week. And it's like, she could use these things, you know, like a new pair of shoes or maybe some new workout clothes, or, you know, we need to talk about her pre-workout, and maybe she wants to get some magazines for when she does cardio. So I think this type of stuff can work for just about anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, completely can. You're right.
You know, we were going to cover another article, and I just have to let everyone know who's listening. Last week, we had planned on talking about this, but we got so caught up in all of our stories and talking, all the damn girl talk, we ended the show. We were like, we didn't have any time to cover any of the articles that we'd read this week because
we were,
and Diana, you told me, you're like, we didn't do anything that we talked about before the show. I'm like, I know.
Well, at least we got something done this week that we set out to do.
Exactly. And we have one more, which we're not going to do this week because we're at the end time
for
the
limit.
I know. It always goes so fast. I don't understand.
It does. It does. Well, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
I guess so. Well, next week, there was something else that, you know, Diana found online, which was great. And it was kind of a criteria, if you will, of what the judges are looking for. So for anyone who's going to compete or thinking about competing, this is, you know, what the judges are looking for in respect to, you know, not all judging criteria is created equal. Talking about if you're a fitness competitor, for example, ways to kind of ham up your routine. Another thing they talk about in the article we'll talk about next week is don't let other people dictate your style, you know, creating your own personality, things like that. So all of that will be next week, we promise.
That's right. This is a great article to what the judges are looking for, because really, ultimately, your show is up to judges. So this is definitely a key factor, and we will look forward to this article next week.
That's right. So we can't forget this one. We won't, right?
No, we will not. We will not. Definitely
we'll do,
not.
We'll do this. All right. Well, that does it for this half of Muscle Girls, Inc. Like we always say, leave questions, comments, suggestions, all that jazz, all on the forum when this is up. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back after this.
Muscle Girls, Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and a bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you swelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-2225 or go to KodiakCream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. KodiakCream.com. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com.
Ladies, enhance your mood, energy, and burn fat with Redline Princess. A landmark university study using Redline Princess on human subjects proved Redline Princess increased fat burning by 75%. Redline Princess burns fat by increasing metabolic rate. On average, test subjects using Redline Princess experienced an incredible 11.5% higher metabolic rate. Redline Princess, university proven to burn fat. Get great tasting Redline Princess and start burning fat today.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. Amp up your workout wardrobe with Physique Bodywear. Over 20 years of experience and over 300 styles to choose from and made in America. Visit PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com now and get fast shipping for all of your clothes. Tee tops, tank tops, posing suits, muscle shirts, workout pants and shorts, and so much more. And don't worry about size. We've got all you hardcore freaks fully covered. Affordable prices, fast delivery with same day shipping. And if you order now, make sure to mention RXMuscle.com and save 10% off your first order. Call Physique Bodywear now at 845-473-4832 or order online at PhysiqueBodywearUSA.com. Physique Bodywear. We don't build champions, we dress them. Pro Bodybuilding and Pro Figure is coming to India. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th in Mumbai, India. Featuring Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler. Jay's only competitive bodybuilding show outside of the Mr. Olympia contest. Plus, all your favorite bodybuilders and figure athletes. Phil Heath, Branch Warren, Kai Green, V Victor Martinez, Miss Figure Olympia Erin Stern, Nicole Wilkins, Cheryl Brown, Candace Keene, Courtney Brown, and so many more. Come be a part of history by attending the Cheryl Classic, the first pro show in Asia, and the third biggest bodybuilding competition in the world with $150,000 in prize money. The 2011 Cheryl Classic, September 24th and 25th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit CherylClassic.com. Come meet your favorite competitors at the Cheryl Classic Expo and After Party. Don't miss out on your chance to be a part of history. The 2011 Cheryl Classic. Visit CherylClassic.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls, Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I am very excited to now be joined with brand new IFBB Women's Physique Pro, Jennifer Robinson. Jennifer, thanks for coming on Muscle Girls, Inc. this week.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I've had a couple new IFBB pros on the show recently, so how does that feel? I've asked each one of them how it feels when you're introduced now as an IFBB pro.
It's amazing. It's a lot different. It's something I've been working for a few years now, so it's very rewarding. It's actually very humbling too, because to think that, you know, you sit there and think that's really what I want, and then when you get it, it can be humbling.
That's awesome. So you turned pro at the 2011 NPC Junior Nationals. Was this a show you had planned on doing from the beginning, even before you found out about the women's physique division?
Probably, yes. I mean, when was it physique introduced? November, December?
Yeah, the Junior USA is a few weeks or so before that.
I think we found out about it
quite a bit ago.
Before we had found out about it, you know, I was done with that with last year. So I was just relaxing and, you know, eating. And then, of course, the word about physique came out. So then, of course, I wanted to know all about that and see what the deal was, see what that was going to be happening.
And we'll talk a little bit, too, about your figure career, but tell us a little bit about what on earth got you started into the NPC and now the IFBB. What was it about it that kind of draw you to this industry in the first place?
Well, I've always been interested in fitness and working out and being healthy and going to the gym and training. And I've looked through several magazines just for different, you know, workout tips and hints, and the free workouts are always nice. And I saw in the Oxygen magazine once some results of a IFBB fitness show. They showed both some mandatory poses pictures, and then they showed pictures of the girls in their various parts of their routine. And I was amazed and instantly fell in love with the body type. And I wanted that.
Nice. Did you think, though, that you'd be able to do the fitness part, or was the fitness part completely out of the question and you were going to stick with figure?
Once I saw those photographs, I used Google and I saw the routine, but just from the photographs, they were doing some pretty amazing things. And then I saw the routines, and that's some pretty amazing feats. I am not that limber, nor am I that skilled in gymnastics, nor am I that coordinated. But I did know that I wanted to look like that. So I photocopied the pages and folded them up and put them in my purse as, you know, motivation and set to work.
Now, before your first show, did you attend a bodybuilding show first, or did you just kind of go right into your first show before seeing it in person?
It's funny you should say that, because once I decided I wanted to compete, once I decided I wanted to look like that, I started researching everything about this industry, this sport, just all the different organizations, and I found out about figure. So I found out about figure. And I figured maybe I can do this. So then I started really honing in on trying to find something in my area that I could really get into. And I thought I'd have to do a whole lot of traveling, but come to find out there was a show here in our area. And I was able to compete in that one.
What was your first thought when you saw the girls upstage? Were you thinking, oh, yeah, I can totally do this? Or did you think, oh, wow, I got a little bit of work, but I can do it? Were you really confident or were you a little hesitant at all?
Well, I only saw the photograph. And, of course, I mean, I don't look anything like, well, I didn't, at the time, I didn't look anything like those girls. And Muscle and Fitness actually ran an article with Mary Elizabeth Lulato as the photograph on what you need to have in your competitor bag or what you need to bring with you when you compete. So I photocopied that. And I call myself getting organized and prepared and everything, but I did not attend the show first. And looking back on it now, my ignorance then, or just lack of knowledge, said, hey, there's three shows in my state, three shows in my area that are one weekend after the other, hey, I'll already be in shape. Why not just do those three back-to-back, you know, get in, get out?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Well, when you're a first-time competitor, and my whole life I was a carboholic. Now I find that out, of course, you know, once you start
sure.
competition diet and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to do a peak week three, you know, back-to-back-to-back was very taxing on me. Not to mention that I say they were in my area. They involved 6 hours of driving each way. So it wasn't like, you know, just getting the car for a couple hours. It really wore me out. But I was able to compete in those shows. You know, I set my mind to it, so I was definitely going to do it. And I won the first show overall, and I got second place in the two subsequent shows. So I was pretty happy with that.
Now, did you have a background in sports at all or lifting before that?
Well, in high school, I ran track, and then in my day job, I'm a policeman, and there's been, I guess you'd call it an independent organization called the World Police and Fire Games, where police officers from around the world compete against each other in what we call our Olympics, and I ran track in that also.
Now, you are the second girl that we've had on the show that's a police officer. This is like a two for two. This is incredible. All of a sudden,
wow.
we've got all these, you know, awesome fitness, you know, women out there that are also police officers. How long have you been a police officer?
14 long years.
Wow. Was that something you always wanted to do when you were a kid? Or did that kind of that passion come later?
Ha ha, you call it a passion. But that's a funny story behind that as well. I was going to school, I was working two jobs, and I said, you know, I got to get myself together because school was getting pretty high, my student loans were getting pretty high, you know, I just don't see how I'm going to, you know, get ahead any kind of way. I'm looking through the paper, and I see the advertisement that they're hiring police officers, and they put in their tuition reimbursement.
At least you're honest about it. That's great.
But also in my ignorance, there again, lack of knowledge, I said to myself, they're never going to hire me. I mean, I'm 5'3", weigh 118 pounds. You're not going to hire me as a police officer. That'd be crazy. Well,
14 years later.
Yeah, I guess they're all crazy.
I want to know so many things. And when I spoke with the other gal, India, who actually won the overall bikini? Junior
oh
Nationals, I feel like we could have all had this conversation, you know, backstage about both of you. But yeah, she's a police officer too.
Wow.
What's it like being a police officer and doing? Being in this type of industry, because you obviously you're muscular, you're feminine, you're sexy, you're in a bedazzled bikini on stage. So, you know, how does that play into being a cop? Do you ever have, you know, the men that you run into try to, you know, make comments about your fitness life, or do they kind of stay away?
Now, the men, are you talking about like the suspects and victims, or are you talking about my coworkers?
Can I say both? Whichever one's more interesting, I guess.
Well, the interesting part is that when I started competing, I was in uniform patrol.
Mm-hmm.
So to eat at 6 to 8 times a day was a little adventurous, to say the least.
Sure.
Because, you know, with the temperature changes, like it could be 113, well, feels like 113 degrees, and then you have three layers of black clothes on, one of them being a bulletproof vest, it can get a little hot. And then being tied up on calls, you know, you may be on a wreck on the interstate, you can't just say, hey, it's mealtime, I got to go.
Right.
Or, you know, you have somebody in your back seat that you have to deal with, you can't really say, hold on, I'm going to go eat. So you have to be a little flexible with that. And then, of course, when you're trying to drink all your water, that also leads to having to go to the bathroom a lot.
No kidding.
And then again, when you get tied up on calls, or you're tied up on the expressway, or you're just tied up in the jail trying to process somebody in, it can be adventurous. But as far as comments from people, coworkers, suspects, victims, witnesses, that kind of thing, in my uniform, I just look like what I've always said, a 12-year-old boy. Like a little kid. I mean, I'm 5'3", 120 pounds, so, you know, I'm not very big. And the uniform is not cut for to flatter a woman's body.
Of course not. Of course not.
So the only time any type of strength or fitness happens to be, you know, revealed, I guess you could say, is when things have to get physical.
Sure.
And then, you know, in that respect, you know, you hope to be in shape. You hope to be able to do the right thing so that everybody comes out safe.
I was going to say that probably plays a big part in it. When you do have to restrain somebody or, like you said, get physical, being, you know, a female, obviously these guys are probably twice, if not triple your size. So it helps to be strong underneath that uniform. They're probably not expecting you to pack a punch when you have to get physical.
Yeah, but it also helps to be smart.
Sure.
Be very, very smart. Because, like you said, there are lots taller than me, bigger than me, and they are formulating their plan of what they want to do. And, of course, I'm formulating my plan of what I want to do, whether it be take them into custody, put them in the squad car, you know, take them out to take them into the jail or whatever. So I have to be smarter.
Very good advice.
Yes, I have to try to avoid that type of situation. And if it does happen, and then I have to be quick, smart. And like you said, when I do have to be physical, then I have to, like you could say in the gym, I have to bring it.
That's right. Wow, I'm so excited. I feel like every time I talk to someone, I get some other little snippet of information, and that you're a cop is just so interesting. I guess I would have felt very safe backstage with, you know, two overall winners and and cops at the same time. That's great. Well, let me ask you now. So you competed figure, and what was the feedback that you would usually get for the judges? It tends that the women that I've talked to that switched over to physique, that they were always a little too big, a little too shredded for the figure stage. What type of feedback did you usually get from the judges when you competed figure?
Well, I competed in figure on different levels. So I competed regionally and nationally. So I would get different feedback because it's not so much as being regionally or being nationally, you can only compare the girls that are on stage.
Right.
So if compared to all the rest of the girls on stage, I am bigger, harder, you know, carry more muscle mass, then that will be my critique. The reason you didn't place higher is because you're bigger than them. You have more muscle mass than them. You're overall a little bit too lean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. But now on a different stage, we're in, grouped up with a different group of girls, then, you know, things are different. So
what was your reaction when you found out physique? Did you think, did like the light bulb go off automatically thinking, wow, this is a perfect spot for me? Or did you go in thinking, well, I'm going to wing it. I'm going to try this out for the first time and see if it's a good fit for me?
The second choice, B.
Choice B, okay.
Because, I mean, yeah, just like I assume everyone else did when it was debuted and the information was put out, I read it. I read it several times and attempted to read between the lines and see what really they were looking for. But you got to remember, they're looking for the best of the bunch that's on the stage.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they have what they have in mind, but they have to judge what's on the stage. So, yes, I was hoping that maybe all these critiques of you have too much muscle mass, maybe this is where I should be in physique. But we'll see, because no one has done it before. Mm-hmm. And I had all the intentions and plans of going to Junior USA until my daughter let me know that her high school graduation was the same weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Well, actually, I already know what I'm going to do. I went to my daughter's graduation.
That's good. Your priorities are in check, and that means more than anything, I think.
Yeah.
So what's next now? You know, obviously we've got some time until the first Women's Physique show. So what are some things you may try to improve on with your physique now that you've got quite a bit of an off season before you can step on stage again?
You are absolutely correct. This is the longest off season I've had since I started competing.
We have to force you to do it. That's the thing.
Yes, mandatory and pertinent. So I'm kind of like trying to create goals for myself and map things out, you know, like you would with a show. If something is so far in advance, these are the things I need to do. This is the track I need to be on. And as far as improving, of course, I have a long laundry list of things that I think I need to improve. But this gives me some time to really try to hone in and try to tweak some things. But that's just for my own personal, you know, mental state. As far as competing, there's only four of us
right.
So far. I haven't included the crossovers.
That's true. I think that's people are thinking, okay, well, there's four of us, or at the end of the year, there'll be 12, or however many that they'll end up being at the end of the year, however many pros there. But yeah, exactly right. People need to remember that there will be female bodybuilders that will come down and figure competitors who will come up in the pro ranks that, you know, you're adding quite a bit more girls and maybe some physiques we haven't seen yet.
Or fitness girls. Don't count out the
good point.
Girls.
Very good point.
They carry by and large just a little bit more muscle mass than other competitors because they have to perform.
And they tend to be a lot leaner than a lot of the girls too.
Yes, they look awesome. So yeah. I expect some of them to cross over as well, which will make it a very interesting show. Because who wants to go to a show where everybody looks the same?
Right.
I mean, what kind of fun would that be?
Not fun. Not fun at all.
So I better try to be at 110% and bring my A+ game, because if I thought it was hard before, now it's really
going to
be hard.
Really hard now.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wrap up the interview. What I like to do at the end of every interview, we ask three questions. These are just fun questions so people can kind of know you a little bit. First question is, what type of music do you listen to whenever you train? We've gotten, I think last week or week before, I had someone say Spice Girls. I had someone say Disney music. So I'm looking for what's your kind of on your playlist genre of music you like to jam out to at the gym.
Oh, I listen to everything, and I put it on. I have everything on my iPod, and I put it on shuffle.
Smart.
But you never know. But I do have certain exercises that I like to do to certain songs.
You like the hardcore songs for the squats or for the lunges or something?
Actually, since you mentioned it, the lower body, any song that has to do with my butt. Like, baby got back. Pull over, that ass is too fat.
I like that.
Too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants.
That's a great idea. I think I need to, we're going to put that on the thread, that people need to, have a separate playlist for, like, you know, booty day.
Since it's in shuffle, anytime that comes on, I got to stop what I'm doing and go over and hit something on my leg.
That's a very, very good idea. I like that. I think we're going to implement that into the official, you know, Muscle Girls Inc. manual that, you know, that's like a requirement you have to do. That's great. Well, what would you say is your favorite cheat meal? I don't mean post-contest. You know, everybody really splurges and everything, that first meal after the show. But what's your favorite cheat meal that you get to have?
Does it have to be a meal or can it be an item?
It can be an item.
A cupcake.
Ooh.
But it must be a gourmet cupcake. Not a run-of-the-mill chocolate, vanilla, whatever. Actually, I don't even like chocolate, so I prefer it not to be chocolate, but a gourmet cupcake.
Gourmet cupcake. Okay, so you don't want the ones that come like pre-packed at the grocery store. You need the nice high-end cupcake.
Post-Junior Nationals, I didn't get a cupcake for 8 days.
Oh.
because I went to one bakery and all they had was basically chocolate and vanilla, so that won't do. Another bakery was closed, and the other bakery, they only had their riffraff that they had left over. You know, I guess it was the end of their day. So that won't do either. So I just waited.
You know what? I'm going to make sure that whenever the first pro show comes for Women's Physique, whether I'm there or not, you're going to get a gourmet cookie. I don't know how I'm going to get it to you. I'm in Chicago. I'll find it and I'll ship it to you. We're going to make sure you have your gourmet cupcake right away.
I map it out before I go. I map out where the gourmet bakeries are, how long, what their hours are, what their menus are.
I love that. I love that.
That's part of pre-contest prep. You know when you've got those last few days and you're not working out and you're making yourself crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
That's a good idea. We'll add that again to the manual for Muscle Girls.
So that way after the show, you're not running around trying to figure out, where can I find this?
That's true.
You're
it's ready. It's ready and ready to go.
Pray out the Google Maps. And you're ready to go.
And you can go. Smart. Last question. A piece of advice for any female who, whether is just starting to compete and think that they may fit into the women's physique division, or someone who's switching over from another division and going into women's physique, what is one piece of advice that you could give them?
Usually my piece of advice is to get with an experienced trainer that knows what they're doing. But since this is a very brand new division, and there's it's impossible to have much experience.
True.
The division hasn't been around very long. So I would say watch the division carefully. Try to pick up all the information that you can find, all the credible information.
I like it. Do your research.
Yes, and bring your best package possible. Your best package. The best that you can do in the time allotted. You know, because the show is going to happen on X day. You can't do nothing about that. But you can bring the best package that you can. Do everything that you're supposed to do.
Very, very wise words. I like it.
Thank you.
Very good. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on our show today. We will definitely be watching out for you as you get ready to step on the first pro stage. Our eyes are peeled. People are watching.
Bring my A-plus game.
That's right. And I'm hoping and I have a feeling, just like I said, with a lot of the other girls I've talked to, I don't think this will be the last time that we talk to you, because we've got some good talent. All you Women's Physique ladies are just incredible. And you guys all have just like a slightly different look. You all are beautiful and gorgeous in your own right, and muscular and lean, and you guys all look different, and I love that. So it's going
to
be
I can't wait to see us all on stage together. I think that's going to be awesome.
Oh, I totally agree. So we'll definitely be watching out for you, and keep us updated, you know, on the RX forums too, on how everything's going with your off season, your very long mandatory forced off season.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jen, thanks again for coming on our show. That wraps up this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. For everybody listening, if you have any questions or comments or thoughts about the show, just post a quick comment or message onto the forum where we're going to post the show. And you can also email me at Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, at rxmuscle.com. And for Muscle Girls, Inc., until next time, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of rxmuscle.com.